Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on grace versus the law was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know what? We have people come and I'll say, Father, I thank you that you have paid for my sin and I receive the forgiveness of my sin. I always say it singular, but people always repeat it plural. It's just grained into them. They think that we're talking about individual actions of sin. It is not your individual actions. It is that sin nature that separated you from God. And this says that you got that. You became a sinner through Adam. Is what this is talking about, not through your individual sins. And then in verse 13 it says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. That's the verse I've been trying to get to. This is one of the most profound statements in the Bible. Sin is not imputed where there is no law. Again, these are religious terms. Sometimes people struggle with this. The word impute is a Greek word that literally means to put to your account, to hold against you. It's an accounting term. You know, the best illustration I can think of in modern day is a credit card. When you use a credit card, you aren't paying for whatever you got. Some of you may not understand this because, again, we've grown up and just don't think about this. But when you use a credit card, you don't pay for what you just bought. What you did was give them information so that they can impute it to you, so that they could put it on the account and charge you. And what they do, they take that information, they send it to your credit card company, and then your credit card company sends you a bill, and it's when you pay that bill that you pay for it. If you don't believe that, just don't pay the bill from the credit card company and see. Say, oh, I've already paid for it. I gave them my credit card. And they'll say, you didn't pay for it. You just gave them the information so they can impute it unto you. They won't use that word, but that's what they're talking about. You don't pay for it when you give the credit card. You just are having it imputed unto you. And this verse is saying that until the law, which was nearly 2,000 years after the fall of Adam and Eve, nearly 2,000 years after man sinned and they were separated from God, during that 2,000 year period of time, God did not impute man's sins unto them. He didn't hold man's sins against them. This is a brand new wrinkle in most people's brain. Again, religion has taught us that the moment Adam sinned, the wrath of God fell, and God says, I'm holy, you're unholy, and God separated man from his presence because holy God could not fellowship with unholy man. You might express that differently, but that is the concept that nearly all religious people have, was that instantly God separated man from himself because holy God could not fellowship with unholy man. This is saying that until the law, 2,000 years later, God did not hold men's sins against them. He didn't impute sin unto people. And then I'll get into more detail on this, so I won't take time to turn over there, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, to wit, that means that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. How did he reconcile us unto himself? Not imputing their trespasses unto them. For the first 2,000 years after Adam and Eve sinned, there was a period of grace where God did not impute man's sins unto them. After the law, there was 2,000 years that the law reigned, imputing man's sins unto them. And I'll show you scriptures where the law imputed people's sins unto them. And then from the time of Christ until now, approximately 2,000 years, there has been another 2,000 year period of time where through Christ he's reconciled us unto himself and is not imputing our trespasses. He's not holding them against us. He's not taking count of your sins. And yet the sad fact is that the church hasn't known it. The church has been living under the old covenant where sins were imputed, and they think that God is angry with them, and because of that, they won't let God love them. They won't let the goodness of God flow in their life. Their own conscience, they just can't believe that God will move in their life because they are allowing their conscience to condemn them. And the truth is that God has been wanting to move in your life and do things for you, not imputing trespasses unto you. He looks at you and sees you justified, just as if you'd never sinned. He's not angry. He's not holding back. It's not God who hasn't healed you, who hasn't prospered you. God has already given you everything. You've already got it. He's already done it. Well, then why don't I have it? Because your condemnation, your own sin consciousness is separating you from the love of God. Everything flows through faith, and you cannot believe God would love somebody like you. You can't believe God would use somebody like you. And you are the one who closed the spigot and stopped the flow of God through your own guilt and condemnation. Radical statements. But this verse says, until the law, sin was in the world. But sin isn't imputed where there is no law. And we are now free from the law. The law has been removed and God is not imputing sins unto you. Actually, let's take this example that I was using again about when you use a credit card, you aren't paying for the thing. You're just giving the information. You're having it imputed unto you. It would be like if I went to buy something that, say, cost $100. And I got ready to give them my credit card. And instead, you come up and you say, no, put your credit card away. Here, impute this unto me. And you give them your credit card. And I get it and take it home with me, but it wasn't ever imputed unto me. And if they were to send me a statement and say, well, I know that somebody else gave us their credit card, but you're the one that got the merchandise, and therefore you've got to pay 10% of it just because you're the one that benefited from it. Boy, I guarantee you, you'd complain. You'd say, no, 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 that whole thing was imputed unto this other person. I'm not accepting it. But see, with God, Jesus came down and Jesus said, take all of their sin and impute it unto me. And everything that you and I have ever done wrong was placed upon Jesus. And He paid for it, and yet we are still thinking, well, I know Jesus paid for it, but I got to pay something too. I'm still an old sinner saved by grace. I've still got to go around with an unworthy attitude. I've still got to come before Him every time and say, oh, God, we beseech You so humbly today. We don't deserve anything. Oh, God, we have no power. People will quote things, without Jesus, I'm nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5 says that. Jesus says, without me, you are nothing. That is true. But you know what's wrong with that? I'm not without Him. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. If somehow or another you could just dissect me and take only this physical body and only my mental part and separate it from my spirit, well then, yeah, I'm nothing without Christ. But I'm not without Christ. And I can't separate my spirit unless I die. I am the righteousness of God. He lives on the inside of me. He has had everything imputed unto Him, and it's wrong for me to approach the Lord as an old sinner. I was an old sinner, but I got saved by grace, and now I'm the righteousness of God. And praise God, I have full rights and privileges with God. And if I would believe that and expect to receive just as much as Jesus would expect to receive, because I'm praying in the name of Jesus, that means on the basis of who He is, on the basis of what He did, not on my own goodness and holiness. I'm expecting to receive it because of what Jesus did. That's what the name of Jesus means. If you pray in the name of Jesus and then your next thought is, oh God, I don't deserve it, you've just taken the name of Jesus in vain. You've taken the name of God in vain. You said in the name of Jesus, but you really meant God according to my goodness. That's taking the name of Jesus in vain. And I guarantee you, Christians do that all of the time. When we say in the name of Jesus, Father, it's not because of who I am, it's because of who Jesus is. I claim it because of Jesus. Jesus paid my debt. Jesus deserves it. And because I am in Christ, I deserve it. Not based on my own goodness, but who I am in Christ. And boy, you get that attitude, it changes everything. Sin wasn't imputed up until the time of the law. So if you take the approximate 6,000 years, it's actually something like 5,986 years since the fall of Adam. And if you take that approximate 6,000 year period of time, there was 2,000 years that sin wasn't imputed. There's 2,000 years under the law where it was imputed. And then there's 2,000 years since the time of Jesus that once again, He has not imputed our trespasses unto us. That means 4 out of the 6,000 years since the fall of Adam, God has been dealing with people in grace and mercy. And yet the law is the dominant way that most people relate to God, thinking that you've got to keep all of these statutes and laws in order to have God move in your life. And what that does, it negates Jesus. It negates His atonement. And the Old Testament talks about how that those people longed for our day, prayed and sought earnestly what kind of day that it was they were prophesying about. He that's least in the kingdom of heaven, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 says, He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, it said in the first part of that verse, was the greatest man that ever lived under the old covenant. And yet if you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, if you are the sorriest saint in this room, you're greater than John the Baptist, Moses, Elijah, David, any of these guys. What you've got is greater. And yet most of us, oh, wouldn't it have been wonderful to be like Moses? Moses would have given anything to be like you. The only difference is Moses knew who he was and he knew what he had. We don't know who we are. We are still living under an old covenant that is putting new wine into an old wineskin, and it's burst. It doesn't fit. It's not compatible. We're schizophrenic. Thinking, singing at one hand, oh yes, Jesus loves me, and on the next hand thinking, oh, He's liable to put cancer on me because I haven't served Him the way that I should. Religion will make you crazy.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Grace versus the Law. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM241C for CD or RM241D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses, and we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.